Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone, once again. Coming from undisclosed location deep in the heart of East Texas. Yeah, I'm in Longview. All right. Thank you. I know some of you could play. Oh, we could hear that kind of out of L.A. Marzulli. He's not on. No, I didn't bring him on tonight, but be praying for him. He's fires in California. We'll talk a little bit about that today, a few other things, but yeah, pray for him. His house burned down, all his possessions basically eaten up. I think they got some of his equipment out of there, but he's lost about 30 years worth of research. So praying for him. I got coffee tonight. I got the night off. No basketball game tonight. All right. So we're going to go ahead and do a radio show for you. I haven't done too many. Sunday nights have become not available again, so we'll do our best as far as getting some shows up there. I'm going to start doing a series on doctrine because that's extremely important. I'll hit a little bit in the second hour or second half of the show. But we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on. I mean, I spent all afternoon listening to a Steve Quayle video. I don't know how much you know about Steve Quayle. I don't know if I know a lot about Steve Quayle. I've heard a few of his videos. He's kind of out there, but I mean, if he's speaking the word of God, I mean, yeah, what he said, it sounded like it's downright scary. We're living in some perilous times, very perilous times. Except the California fires, Dimitri Dudeman. Some of you know I've been a critic of Prophecy Club. My main reason for being a critic is they're post-trib, and they're thinking, so that's my main thing. Some of the stuff they get into were pretty right on, but and then they spend a lot of time on Dimitri Dudeman. All right, yeah, give him some time, but I mean, he's not Bible, but same time, yeah, you know, don't despise prophecy. The Bible says don't despise it, so you don't take into consideration. One of his prophecies was that California was going to be on fire because they wouldn't repent. Scary thought. California is one of the worst states right now. A lot of good Christians have left California. You know, James Dobson in the 90s left there, came to Colorado Springs, brought focus on the family with him. Bible Answer Man left California, went to North Carolina. A lot of good Christian organizations have left California. I mean, that was a hotbed for Christian activity. I mean, a lot of us don't think about, you know, through the Bible Radio, the greatest broadcast ever came out of California. But, yeah, you know, so Pasadena, California, 91109. I mean, you know, I heard that ever since I was a little kid. Of course, J. Vernon McGee died back in the 90s, so, or was it 89? I think it was 89 he died. His broadcast is reaching more people every day than he reached in a month of broadcasting back then. That's a legacy. Of course, we're still reading the books of Paul. That guy's been dead for, well, 1900 years. 1935 years. I think it was AD 64. So 35 years when he died. And a preacher preached that, the rewards in heaven were kind of like a multi-level thing, where it's not necessarily what you did in your lifetime, but the cumulative of all the good that you did will create your reward in heaven. Somebody like Paul, we've used his letters for years to lead people to Christ. His legacy will lead him to a huge reward. And he was always striving to be better. But, California now is on fire. They've had some rain, so it's put a lot of it out. A lot of speculation as to why it was so bad. I mean, we can point fingers. Donald Trump has pointed fingers. And he's probably right. He probably is right. But I'm not a fire expert. But I do know that in order to protect your house from a forest fire like that, you got to create fire breaks. See, when East Texas was on fire, I got a little picture there in the screen from the East Texas fire back in 2011, the Diana fire specifically. But when that fire was raging, I knew my house was fairly safe. Why? There's a number of fire breaks between that fire and my house. It would have had to go through a lot of pasture land. There was creeks, a couple lakes that had to go through or around. Now, it did jump the road. It did jump a few fire breaks. The winds were blowing. So, it got a lot of people scared. We were on edge, but we didn't panic. You build the fire breaks, you won't have a problem. They didn't build the fire breaks. They weren't allowed to. Some of these minded environmentalists get the idea that to protect the environment, you don't touch it. No. Read Genesis. We are to manage the land, manage the animals, and if you're not managing it, you're not being a steward. I see, God gave us a brain for a reason. You see, these evolutionists, we talked, if you look at first season, I talked a lot about evolution. Okay. We beat that dead horse to a pulp. But the evolutionists believe that this planet existed for millions and billions of years without man's help. The Bible says something totally different. The Bible says it was man that God put on the planet to manage it, to take care of it. We're supposed to be farmers. We're supposed to have animals. We're supposed to have plants. We're supposed to rotate crop. We're supposed to leave the ground furrow every 7 years so it can replenish. We don't just mindlessly go out and plant every year. We don't mindlessly go out and burn a forest down and let it grow back. I mean, you look at Mount Rainier. St. Helens. When it blew up, land around there owned by the National Forest Service, land around there owned by Weyerhaeuser. National Forest Service just left land alone, hoping to grow back. It still looks like a moonscape today. Weyerhaeuser went in and then planted trees and got things started up again. Why? They're in business of logging, so we got land, let's log it. They got land, and guess what? They got a forest again. That's what we're after. Management. Now, there's been some bad management. We've had, I mean, the clear, when you totally wipe out every plant, bad management. Keep the seeds. Grow it back. That's good management. We hunt. Because if we don't hunt, animal populations get out of control. There was a law passed several years ago in Colorado, which forbade the hunting of bears with dogs. Before that time, I probably saw one or two bear in Colorado. After that law was passed, I saw bear everywhere. I went to the Parade of Homes. Nice section of town. Yeah, kind of up against the mountains. As I came into one of the houses, I found everybody's face pressed up against the window. I'd just come from Yellowstone Park. I go, what is this, Yellowstone? They go, yeah, look out there. Sure enough, there's a bear and her cub crossing the backyard. Why? We didn't hunt the bears. They're a nuisance. Hunt them. Okay? No, we don't want to make them extinct. But hunt them. But manage it. Why do we, you know, why do we hunt duck? Because otherwise the ducks start looking like they do it out here at our pond. They're everywhere. This little lake out here, we've got probably 100 duck sitting around out there. And they're fascinating to watch, but we've got a lot of duck. Okay, well, I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get a little scripture going. Okay, stay with us. You're listening to Tuesday Night right here on Eagle's Nest Broadcasting.
Double sixes. Can't hit me now.
Let's see. Oops. Snake eyes, I get to go backwards. Hitting you.
Hey, you can't go backwards and back, Aaron.
Sure you can. It's in the rules. If a player rolls snake
Let
eyes.
Let me see. You wrote that in there.
So it's still in the rule book.
Rules. They provide standards for people to live by.
Oh, yeah? Well, if I roll a 4, I get to knock your pieces on the floor.
There are standards God wrote for us in the Bible.
Oh, yeah? And if I roll a 5, I get to kick you in the foot.
Ow! Okay, I get to hit you on the head.
Wait.
What?
You didn't roll the dice yet.
Oh, yeah. 9! Ow!
As we walk away from God's standards and create our own rules, we create confusion.
Ow!
7!
Ow! If things aren't working out for you in your life, give the Bible a chance.
Let's play something less violent.
Hockey?
My rules.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
Okay, we are back here on Tuesday night, right here on Eagle's Nest Broadcasting. Ah, well, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I kind of alluded to this verse a few minutes ago, but we're going to cover it a little bit. This and this in the last days, perilous times shall come. Not might come, not possibly come, but shall come. What's perilous mean? Good question. You know, I kind of like my little tablet Bible because I can switch it over to a different version. So I'll switch it over to the King James with the, what's the kind of, with the Strong's notes in it. And perilous. Yeah, it comes from the Greek word. Chelepos, which means hard to do, to approach, hard to bear, troublesome, dangerous, harsh, fierce, or savage. Kind of we're perilous times. So notice your perilous times, for men shall be lovers of themselves. Learning to love ourselves. Ooh. Covetous. Anybody see that on Friday? Thursday night? Yeah. I need that big screen TV for $155. Yeah, we're going to go fight over that. We're covetous. We're boasters. I got the biggest one there. Proud. Ooh. Yeah, I bought three of them. Ooh. Okay, blasphemers. Yeah, those are people take. Yeah, let's look that word up. Blasphemers. Speak evil, slanderous, reproaching, riling, abusive. Get out of my way or I'll kill you. Yeah. Blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Unthankful. Wasn't that Thanksgiving that Black Friday began? Where were you at 12 o'clock on Thanksgiving? You should have been at home eating turkey dinner with your family, telling everybody what you're thankful for this year. Now, why do we eat a big turkey dinner on Thanksgiving? Well, it kind of represents the bounty that God has provided for us. If you're not being thankful, what does the Romans say? They were unthankful, and they led down, you know, but when they knew him as God, they did not honor him as God, but were unthankful. Those of you who know God is, are you thankful? Thankful. And unholy. Yeah, we need to get into a little bit of holiness. I probably need to talk some more about holiness. Because we are not living holy lives. Even in the church. Even in the church, there are not holy people. Holy just means you're sanctified, you're set apart unto God's service. For without natural affection, what's the natural affection? Women were supposed to have the desire of their husband. Men, love your wives. That's the natural affection. You doing anything else, that's not natural. I love my children. I love my wife. I don't love yours. Actually, I do love her, but that's a different way, okay? Truce breakers. What was happening down there on the southern border? We had a peaceful time with Mexico, and then all these people from Honduras showed up. We had to send the army down there to hold them back. The border is closed, guys. You can't just all decide to come up at once. That's called an invasion. If you don't know what an invasion is, invasion is what we did on D-Day. But on D-Day, 5,000 U.S. troops or 100,000 U.S. troops without a passport entered France. Yeah, they got shot at. A few of them died, but they went into France. Few of them came in the back way. They parachuted in. They did not use a passport to go into France that day. That's an invasion. When you try to storm the border without a passport, without showing your passport, without visa butts, look at your Strong's Dictionary. We are trying to rewrite the dictionary right now with what we're doing in this country. The left has gone so far off in their definitions. They're calling right wrong, which is on down here. The truth spreads, false accusers. What just happened in the Supreme Court nomination procedure? False accusations. He was brought up on false charges. Probably destroyed the man's career and his reputation. I mean, Clarence Thomas, I don't think ever really recovered from Anita Hill. Because Anita Hill was at least believable. Miss Ford was not. Oh, yeah, she had a compelling story. But she lied through her teeth. And everybody knows it. The false accusers. What does the Bible have to say about false accusers? Look in Deuteronomy. I challenge you to go find it. False accusers in Deuteronomy. The punishment for bringing a false accusation against your brother is you now get to receive the punishment that was intended for the accused. So if you bring somebody up on the false accusation of murder, and you know it was a false accusation, guess who gets to face the death penalty? The accuser. The false witness faces it. Because you are just about to ruin a guy's life. In fact, you're about to take his life falsely. Okay? The Bible says if you do that, you will rid the land of evil. You want to get rid of evil from your land? That's the simple way to do it. Just don't allow it. Incontinent, which is without self-control or intemperate. You listen to Maxine Waters lately? Ouch. Fierce? Yeah, not tame, savage. All these people on the left saying we need to assassinate Trump. Every single one of them needs to add an investigation by the Secret Service, period. Okay? If you say publicly that you're going to assassinate the president, you need to face an investigation by the Secret Service. Okay? Despisers of those that are good. Now, when you call evil good and good evil, you're despising those who are really good. You have just put confusion into this country, into this people. But the Bible says this is going to happen the last time, so, hey, here it is. How's the checklist doing? I think we're there. I think we're still at 100%. Traitors, predatos, yeah, someone betrays. What was that when Hillary sold uranium to the Russians? Yeah, okay. Heady, perpetus, to fall forwards, headlong, slopping, precipitous, be reckless, rash. And sometimes we accuse Trump of being reckless, heady. Sometimes I think he thinks he knows what he's doing when he does it. But I still want to see a race between him and Jim Biden. It would be a race to see who can put their foot in the mouth the most. Speaking of which, I just heard that Beto O'Rourke, who just lost the Senate race here in Texas, is now planning on running for president. You just lost here. What are you doing running there? You'll lose there, too. I don't think he'll get 10 feet. Okay. I don't know. The Democrats are crazy enough looking for somebody who's a viable candidate that they might go with him. But I don't know. Hillary's still in the running to be run again. Who knows? We got 2 years to figure out who's going to run. Actually, it's going to be another year. We'll start seeing names in the hat soon enough. We'll talk about them as we see them. All right. Hitty high-minded. Yeah. God despises the proud. Okay? They love pleasure. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. There's nothing wrong with pleasure. But do you love it more than God? Where would you rather be on Sunday morning, at the golf course or at church? Think about it. Would you rather be fishing or in church? Saturday night, are you at the club? Or are you getting your Sunday school lesson ready for tomorrow? Good question. Uh-oh, I'm stepping on some toes. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Having a form of godliness. What is that? This is one of those verses that we can spend all day trying to figure out. Do we have a form of godliness? I hope we do all have a form of godliness. I hope that we do pray, we do read the scriptures, we do witness, we do show holiness. We're doing the right things. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You know what blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is? Denying the power thereof. That's the power. That's the Holy Spirit's where the power is, guys. If you're denying the Holy Spirit, you're denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Don't be a part of that. Okay? Well, that's all the time we got tonight. Let's start talking to some doctrine. We're going to figure out what we believe and why. Okay? So stay tuned next year as we get into that. I'll probably cover a couple of things for Christmas here. But watch out. Next year we'll cover doctrine. We'll go find out what we believe. Because we don't know. So until then, we'll see you here, there, or in the air.
Creation he was waiting to reveal his purpose.